I'd like to start a series of shiurim for the Sundays, the next few Sundays, talking about Hilchos Tzitzis. It's something we do each and every day. We wear the beged of Dalet Kanfes, Talis Kotten. Those who are married wear Talis Gadol. Sfaradim wear Talis Gadol, even if they're not married. It's something that we do. So it's important to know the different halachas of Tzitzis. I'd like to spend a few of our short halacha shiurim discussing Hilchos Tzitzis. The pasuk that we're all familiar with at the end of Parsha Shlach says, "Va'asu lehem tzitzis, v'nosnu al tzitzis hakona pesil tchenis." There are two parts to the mitzvah of tzitzis. There's first, "Va'asu lehem tzitzis," that's the chute lovem, the white strings. And then the pasuk says, "V'nosnu al tzitzis hakona pesil tchenis." There's a mitzvah of tchenis as well. Lovem and tchenis. Hazal understood from these words in the pasuk that there are certain strings in the baguette of tzitzis. You put strings into a baguette, but there are two parts. There's lavan and there's tcheles, white strings and blue strings. The Rishonim have a debate whether lavan and tcheles are viewed as two different mitzvahs or they're viewed as one mitzvah. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Hakdama to Sefer HaMitzvahs, he has different shiroshim where he describes which mitzvahs he's going to count in the Tariq mitzvahs and his minyan, which he's not. So in Shorish Yud Aleph, the Rambam says that whenever parts of a mitzvah are not ma'akev zeh zeh, if they're not ma'akev each other, you can have one without the other. So that shows you that they're separate mitzvahs. They're two different mitzvahs. And if they are ma'akev each other, that shows that they're one mitzvah. L'moshel, tefillin sherosh and tefillin shoyah, the Rambam counts as two different mitzvahs because they're not ma'akev zu'ezu. If a person only has a tefillin shoyah, then he puts that on. If he only has a tefillin sherosh, he'll put that on. He doesn't have to put on both. The Tilas Dalet Minim, on the other hand, is viewed as one mitzvah. You know, there are four Minim, but they all ma'akev each other. If you only have three, you don't take them because you don't have all four. You can't be out to the mitzvah b'chlal. So the rule normally is that if the Chelke HaMitzvah ma'akev and Zu'ezu, then it's all one mitzvah. If they're not ma'akev Zu'ezu, then it's viewed as independent mitzvahs. So what's the thing when it comes to tzitzis? You have tcheles and you have lavan. So the Mishnah in Menachos, in the beginning of the fourth parak, says that tcheles is not ma'akev as halavan, and lavan is not ma'akev tcheles. So what should that imply? Are tchelis and lavan one mitzvah, or are they multiple mitzvahs? So if they're not ma'akev each other, one would imagine that they're separate mitzvahs. And in fact, that's what the Ramban says. Ramban says tchelis and lavan are separate mitzvahs, just like tefillin shorosh and tefillin shoyah. Problem is, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs counts lavan and tchelis as one mitzvah. Mitzvah Yud Dalid, the Ramban says that lavan and tchelis are viewed as one mitzvah. Tzitzoch HaPela, the Ramban in the Sharashim to Sefer HaMitzvahs is bothered with the Rambam. He says, I understand, he goes against his own klal. The Rambam told you that any time that Chelke HaMitzvah are not ma'akev each other, that shows that they're independent mitzvahs. So why did the Rambam count Lavan and Tcheles as one mitzvah? Stuff building. Rabbi Soloveitchik wanted to explain, based on a comment of the Nitziv in his Hamek Sha'olam, that maybe, even though from the Lashon of the Rambam it sounds like any time that Chelke HaMitzvah ma'akev each other, it's one mitzvah. And any time that Chelke HaMitzvah not ma'akev each other, it's two mitzvahs. Maybe it's not quite like that. But rather, whenever the Chelke HaMitzvah are ma'akev each other, then that for sure shows you that it's one mitzvah. If the parts of the mitzvah ma'akev, then obviously it's one mitzvah. But sometimes, even if the parts of the mitzvah are not ma'akev each other, that doesn't always imply that they're two separate mitzvahs. What the Rambam meant is that if the parts of the mitzvah are not ma'akev each other, then there are two different things over here. It doesn't always mean they're two different mitzvahs. It might mean that everything, the parts, are one mitzvah, but there are two ways to fulfill that mitzvah. There's a mitzvah shelo b'shleimusa, and there's a mitzvah b'shleimusa. If the parts of the mitzvah are ma'akev each other, then that's one mitzvah. If you're missing a part of the mitzvah, then you can't fulfill anything of it. But if the mitzvahs are not ma'akev each other, so then you can fulfill something even if you do only one part of the mitzvah. Either because of two separate mitzvahs, that's true in certain cases. The Rambam holds that about tefillin. Or, not necessarily that they're two separate mitzvahs, but there are two ways to fulfill the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah shelo b'shleimusa, and there's a mitzvah b'shleimusa. Zok v'netziv, that's the case when it comes to love and tcheles. Lavan and Tcheles, even though they're not ma'akev each other, they're not independent mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah. But there is a mitzvah b'shleimusa to wear tzitzis with Lavan and Tcheles. There's a mitzvah shelo b'shleimusa if you wear the chutei Lavan without the Tcheles. That's the pshat in the Rambam. Where did he get this from? Where's this comment of the Nitziv coming from? So if you look in the Gemara Menachos and the Rishonim, you'll find that there's a machlokas Rishonim. How many chutim do you have of Lavan? How many chutim of Tchelis? Rashi and Tosfos learn that there are two chutim of Lavan and two of Tchelis, which really means four and four, right? We have four chutim, four strings that turn into eight. So two chutim of Lavan means four strings. Two chutim of Tchelis means another four strings of Tchelis. Four and four. The Rambam doesn't learn like that. The Rambam learns there's only half a string of Tchelis. What does half a string of Tchelis mean? One out of eight. Right? One out of eight is Tchelis. Half a string of Tchelis, says the Rambam. Zokta Netziv, what does that mean? According to the Rambam, you have half a string. It's not even half. It's not half the mitzvah. Half would be two and two. Lavan and Tchelis. So he says, according to the Rashi and Tosfos, obviously Lavan and Tchelis are two different mitzvahs. That's why it's half and half. Two and two. Four and four. Half of the strings are Lavan, half of the strings are Tchelis. But the fact that the Rambam says that you only have half a string of Tchelis, which means one out of eight, what does that show you? That the mitzvah really is what? Lavan. The Tchelis is like a binder. It's like an eged, right? Like an eged on the lula, right? An eged on the mitzvah. The Tchelis is an eged on the lava. It's a hither, and it's a hither, the raisa, it's a hither in the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah b'shleimusa to do lavan with the Tchelis wrapped around the lava. It's not that Tchelis is an independent mitzvah. The Rambam Shita shows you that he understands that the Tchelis is the eged on the lavan. The real mitzvah is lavan. The Tchelis is a way to fulfill the mitzvah of lavan b'shlei Musa. That's the mitzvah's pshat in there. Okay, that there's a mitzvah shalom b'shlei Musa. There's a mitzvah b'shlei Musa, and doing the mitzvah of tzitzis with lavan and tchelis. Not that you're doing two mitzvahs, it's that you're doing the mitzvah of shleimusa. It's the same mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of lavan. But there's a way to do the mitzvah of lavan and shleimusa, and there's a way to do the mitzvah of lavan and shalom b'shleimusa. It's a beautiful lumdus, the tziv, the rav. But how does it relate to us? So there's a comment of the Beis Halevi, Rabbi Schechter, brings out in one of his svarim that might be quite lemaisa for us. The Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Beis quotes from the Turi Evan. And we know there are two lavim in the Torah. There's Baltosef and Baltigra. Two lavim in the Torah that relate to each other, right? Baltosef means you're not allowed to be mosef on the mitzvahs of the Torah. Baltigra means you can't have less than the mitzvahs of the Torah. Right? So certainly if you... Okay, let's not say certainly. What is the Turi Evan saying? The Turi Evan says a very interesting comment. When do you violate Baltigra? He says, if you only put three chutim of tzitzis in your begev, or if you put only three parashios in your tefillin, that's not Baltigra. You're just not going to be mekayim in a mitzvah, you're mevatel a mitzvah. If you're mevatel a mitzvah, that's not Baltigra. You're not megareh, you're not making less. Right? You're not megareya a mitzvah that way. You're mevatel a mitzvah. It's not a good thing, but it's not baltigra. You're not going to violate a law. Says the Torah, Evan, when do I violate a law? That's if I do a mitzvah, but I'm megareya in the mitzvah. I do a mitzvah, but I'm megareya. I'm doing the mitzvah less. I'm doing it shalom b'shleimusa. Then I'll violate baltigra for doing that mitzvah. If I'm just mevatel the mitzvah, so I'm not doing something positive, I'm doing the wrong thing, but I'm not violating baltigra. But if I do a mitzvah shelo b'shnei musa, I take a mitzvah, I'm doing the mitzvah, I am mekayim the mitzvah, but not the way I'm supposed to be mekayim this mitzvah, that's baltigra, says the Turi Evan. So he says, in the case of lavan and tcheles, right, in the case of lavan and tcheles, let's say I put chutei lavan in without tcheles, do I violate baltigra? Well, it depends. If I hold like Rashi and Tosfos that Lavan and Tchelis are independent mitzvahs, so if I put Lavan in the, if I have Chutei Lavan without Chutei Tchelis, I don't violate Baltigra. Because maximum, what's the worst that I've done? I've been mevatel a mitzvah, but there's no lav, there's no iser. Because I haven't done a mitzvah shelo b'shlei musa. According to the Rambam, that Lavan and Tchelis really is one mitzvah. If I don't have Tchelis on the Lavan, it's not that I missed out on Tchelis. It's that my mitzvah of Lavan is not shelo b'shlei musa. So then I could violate Baltigra if I have Chutei Lavan without Tchelis. So, Frekta Beis Halevi, according to the Turi Evan, how can anyone wear tzitzis b'zman hazeh? Lavan without Tchelis, how can it be? Zok the Beis Halevi, a murder, the kechidish. The only heter, the only reason that one can wear chutei lovim bezman hazeh is because aseh is docha lo saseh. Because if I don't have tcheles, then my mitzvah of lovim is shalom shleimusa. I should be violating Baal Tigra. Dr. Beis Halevi, aseh docha lo saseh allows me to wear the chutei lovim without tcheles. Ad kan dvarv. Comes Rabbi Shechter and says, but bezman hazeh that the scientists have discovered what they think is tcheles. We don't know for sure, but there are some very good proofs that people have given. He says, if they discovered tcheles, then you can't rely on the heder of the Beis HaLevi. You can't say that, well, I say is docha lo saseh, so I can wear the chutei lovim without tcheles. That's only if I don't have the tcheles. If I have the opportunity to wear tcheles, and I'm not putting on the tcheles, then I'm mekayim the mitzvah shelo b'shleimu, so why should I rely? Right, I'm going to violate Baal Tigra over here. Since I'm going to violate Baal Tigra, how can I rely? It's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, as they say, right? It's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. I can be Mekayim the Mitzvah say without violating the law. Till they had Tcheles, it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. I can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah without violating the law. So okay, say as though Chalosa say I can do the Aseh. But now it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. I don't have to violate the law to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Zok Rebbe Shechter, what's the heter? The Beis Halevi Lishitaso, if the whole heter is just because I say it's Docha Losa, because it's Yifshel HaKayim Shneim, Bizman HaZeh, I should have to put Tcheles on my begin. That's why Rabbi Shechter felt that that's talk of what people should do. Rabbi Shechter puts Tcheles on his scissors because he holds that there's a good possibility that it's Tcheles. So then, not only do you have an option, you have the potential to be kind of the midst of Tcheles, but Baal Tigra, right? There's a love that you're going to violate if you don't put on Tcheles. Okay, that's the lumdus behind Rabbi Shechter's chomer to put chaylus. Others disagree. So why do the others disagree? I'm not here to take sides on this issue. I just want to give a havana to understand the different sides, and then a person has to ask their particular posek to figure out what policy they should have. But there are different sides to the argument. What's the other side to the argument? So there are different tainus that are given. Rabbi Shechter responds to these tainus. A couple of times, let's say two or three times that we'll present. The Shulchan Aruch, Lamashal, in Siman Tes Sif Hei, writes that there's a Yesh Omrim that one is supposed to make the tzitzis the same color as the begging. The color of the tzitzis should be the same color as the begging. The Hamadakta Kim Noagin Ken, said the Shulchan Aruch. What kind of a strange idea is this? The begging should be the same color as the tzitzis? Why? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Ravid, it's in the Beis Yosef, the Ravid says that, you know, the pasuk says, "V'nasnu al tzitzis hakonaf psil tcheles, tzitzis hakonaf min kanaf, hakonaf tzitzis hakonaf min kanaf." That you see, that tzitzis has to be min kanaf. It's a drasha. That tzitzis has to be min kanaf. They use this for other things as well. But part of that drasha, says the Ravid, is that the color of the tzitzis should be the same as the color of the begad. It's a drasha d'orais. The color should be the same. The Ramah adds that the Ashkenazim have a minhag to only make tzitzis white. Quotes from the Tshumas Hadeshen that the tzitzis should be white. So the Mishnah Berurah says, based on put these two things together, if the begad and the tzitzis are supposed to be the same color, and the Ramah says there's this old minhag that the tzitzis should be white, so it turns out that the begad should be white as well, and that's the minhag. We have a white begad. Aye, but we have racing stripes on the tzitzis, right? We have stripes on the tzitzis, so that's a zecher to tcheles. As a zecher to tcheles, they put a color on the begad, either black or blue. You know, there's a machlokas Rashi in the Ramah what the color of tcheles is. It's the color of the rokia, but the question is rokia at night or the rokia at midday. Those are two shittas, whether tcheles should be like a bright blue or it should be more like a darkish blue. It looks like the minig is more, I guess, to have the black stripes on the talus, but some are blue, but that's not the ikar. The ikar is the white. It's a white talus with a stripe as a zeichel of tcheles. So a white beged with white tzitzis. So then you can be yotze, both shittas. Yotze, the minig of the Ramot, had tzitzis that are white, and yotze, the chumrah of the Ravid, that the color of the tzitzis should be the same as the begad. Well, Yoshev wanted to say that maybe based on this, if you don't know for sure that what they claim is tcheles really is the tcheles, and you're going to color your tzitzis blue, so then you can be mevatel this chumra of the raivit. Mevatel the minig of the Rama and the chumra of the raivit as well, because really your color is supposed to be the same. So if you know it's tcheles, so then that's the way it's supposed to be. But if you don't know for sure that it's tcheles, then you'll be mevatel this particular din. So maybe it's better not to put the tcheles on unless you know for sure that it's tcheles, because there's this idea that the color of the tzitzis should be exactly the same as the color of the begging. Rabbi Shechter counted that he doesn't see why that's a reason not to put the tcheles on. Even the Rama would say that if you have the possibility of being mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimuso, you're not talking about making green tzitzis or making, I don't know, purple tzitzis. Talking about making tcheles, right? Being mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimuso. So even the Rama would say, you certainly yotze. It's just the question is whether the color should be the same. But here there's the potential to mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimuso. Why shouldn't I do that? Why should I do that? To put another color on, okay, that I shouldn't do, because that's against the right. To have a beggar that's white and a sitz that are purple, so that you shouldn't do. But here, I'm trying to make a mitzvah. Even the Ramah L'chor would say, if you have a suffix mitzvah, misafik, sveka the rice L'chor, why shouldn't I be making the mitzvah of tzitzis b'shleimusu misafik and give up on the minig of the Ramah and the chumah of the right? Rabbi Shechter is that in the yeshivas, they say b'shem Reb Chaim, that maybe the answer is there's no concept of Sveka Deraisa L'Chumra in this case. Maybe Sveka Deraisa L'Chumra only applies when, as a result of being Machmir Misafik, now you've been Motzi yourself from the Safik. You Motzi yourself from the Safik. L'moshel, let's say a person ate a Kedei Svi. He's Chayiv Minator in benching. And he doesn't know if he benched. So if he benches now L'Chumra, now he's Poshid the Safik. Now he knows that he benched. So he had a suffix. Sveka the Reis L'Chumra tells me that you have to be machmir to bench again, because that's a din d'araisa. If he eats a kadesh sviya, it's not just a kazayas, if he baits a kadesh sviya. Now that he's benched, so he's been poshed that suffix, and he's been yotzi the din. But here, even if you're machmir mi suffix to put chelis on your tzitzis, do you know for sure that you were yotzi? You don't know, because you don't know for sure that it's chelis. They say b'shem Reb Chaim, he had different makoros for this yisod, that Sveka d'araisa l'chumra is not mechayev me to be machmir misafik unless I'm going to be poshet that safik. I don't just do things misafik if I don't know that it's going to solve the problem. So here, since I'm not going to solve the problem, the whole idea of Sveka d'araisa l'chumra doesn't apply. That's what the Reb Chaim wanted to suggest. Rabbi Shechter says I don't know why that should be true. They have different makars. We're not going to get involved in the different poskim. There are cases that they give, but Rabbi Shechter feels it's not a clear psak in poskim that there's such an idea. The Pashup Shad is Sveka Deraisa L'Chumra means that you have to be Machmir. Misafik, if you have a Safik Deraisa, you should be Machmir. Even if you don't know that you're going to be Poshet the Safik by being Machmir. One final issue, and this is the Iker. This is what most point to. The Rav, in one of his Yartzeit Shir, and quoted from the Beis Halevi, from his grandfather, from his great-grandfather, right? He quoted from the Beis Halevi, that the reason why we don't have tcheles, you know, at the time of the Beis Halevi, there was an old, the whole uproar, the Radzina Rebbe thought that he had discovered tcheles from the squid, some extract of the squid. There was a big machlokas, the Shem Shamayim, whether it was true or not true, so the Beis Halevi was taking a stand on that machlokas, the way the Rav presented it. So the Beis Halevi said, we can't tell people to wear tcheles because the Mesorah of tcheles was lost. And a chefta shel mitzvah requires a mesorah. Without a proper mesorah, you can't have a chefta shel mitzvah based on some kind of a proof, some kind of a scientific proof or archaeological proof or something. You tell me the squid looks like it's color fast. It shares the properties of tcheles. It can share all the properties of tcheles, but the reality is, if you don't have a mesorah, you can't use it as a chefta shel mitzvah. Just like if you don't know the mesorah of what is an estrog and what's a lulav, you can't just make it up and assume based on proofs, scientific proofs that you have, archaeological proofs that you have, that this is an esrog, that's a lulav. The same thing over here. Tcheles, we don't know what the tcheles is. It was lost. So if we lost the mesorah, then we can't use it as a chetzah shel mitzvah. That's the way the Rav presented what the Beis Halevi said. Rabbi Shechter in the Nefesh HaRav, in one of the footnotes, he says they found a letter that the Beis Halevi wrote to the Radzina where it's not what the Beis Halevi said. What the Beis Halevi really said, according to the letter, is that if actually you'd have a proof that they didn't wear tcheles even though they had it, so that's the best proof that that you're not supposed to be wearing tcheles now. If they had the tcheles and nevertheless they didn't wear it, so obviously we're not supposed to be wearing it now. Until Mashiach comes, we're not supposed to bring out the tcheles. But the reason why they didn't wear it is because they didn't have it, and now we have a way of proving that this is the right tcheles. Of course we should wear the tcheles. Why not? That's apparently what the Beis HaLevi said, that if the dag of the, if the chilazon dag, chilazon fish, was benimtza, it did exist, and nevertheless they didn't make tcheles, that's a siman that it's not the chilazon. You think that it's the chilazon, but that's the siman that's not. If that fish existed, if that snail existed, and nevertheless they didn't make tcheles out of that fish, so either you're not supposed to be wearing the tcheles, so that's not the right fish. But if the fish never existed, they didn't have the murex trunculus, they didn't have the snail, it didn't exist, they didn't know where it was, and that's why they weren't wearing tcheles. So now, even without a kabbalah, of course, if you find the snail and it's and it shares the properties of tcheles, so then of course we can bring back the tcheles. So it's a machlokas what the Beis HaLevi said. It's not clear the way the Rav said it over. The Rav's mesorah was that the Beis HaLevi felt that if you don't have a mesorah, then you can't use something for the Chatz HaShel Mitzvah. But it's not clear that that's what the Beis HaLevi said. Rabbi Shachter felt that because the letters we have, it's the Beis HaLevi, because the letter that they had, the letter that was dug up, the Beis HaLevi said something different. So even though the Rav had his own mesorah for this, it pays to be machmir, because there's a safek in the mitzvah b'shleimusa, a safek in a violation of Bal Tigra, a safek in a kiyum mitzvah b'shleimusa. So Rabbi Shachter feels that the best thing would be to wear the tcheles. So others feel that based on the different points that we made, comments of the comment of the Ravid, that the kolah should be the same, or the idea that the sfeik of the Reis L'chumer doesn't apply if you're not going to be poshet the safek. And this idea of Mesorah, based on this, then maybe there still is no reason to wear the tcheles until we find the Bevira, until Mashiach comes, and he'll be Mavar clearly for us exactly what the tcheles is. It is interesting, just a point of reference, it is interesting that the tcheles that they have is sort of bluish. And yet, what's strange is that I think most people wear a white talus with black stripes. So Bechorah, those who wear tcheles should make talesim with bluer stripes, because if not, it's almost like a stira between the black stripes and the blue stripes. Just a thought. But it's not ma'akev, like it doesn't matter. The beged is still white. Right? The beged is still white, but just an interesting thought that since the color is bluer, the color of the tcheles that they found is bluer, it would make more sense that the beged should have the blue stripes as well. But it's not ma'akev for those who hold that you should wear the tcheles, and a person taka should wear the tcheles. Each person should go to his rav, to his posuk, to find out what the appropriate thing is to do. But I think it's important. This is what the shiurim, what we're going to try to do with this shiurim. I'm going to try to explain basic shilas that come up, the common shilas that come up. Why do people do this? Why do people do that? Sometimes when we have a better understanding of the mitzvah, then the mitzvah is more meaningful, and we can mekayim it in a better way.